Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Victory Formation Sports Show, right here on 93.9 The Ville, bringing you all things Louisville and everything in between.
We've got a Louisville legend, the greatest player to ever play for the University of Louisville, Mr. Daryl Griffin Sr. Griff, how's it going, sir?
Good, man.
We got a special guest in the building today. He is Mr. Peyton Siva. Siva, how's it going, sir?
I'm good, man. Thank you guys for having me today.
We've got two very special guests with me right now. We've got Trenton Flowers and his father, Travis Flowers. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Good. I'm doing amazing.
Where the passion for sports meets the airwaves.
We've got a lot to discuss. Name the five coaches in the ACC better than Jeff Brohm. That is why you brought in KB. And so when you only win four games, it's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out.
Give the show a call at 502-8150-939. Now, here's your host, Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Here we are once again. Here we are once again right here. Saturday mornings on the Victory Formation Sports Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for tuning in. My name is Jeff Lightsey Jr. James Black is behind the booth. 38-31-93-9 is the text line. And let me know how you're feeling this morning. It's hot, it's humid, and it's another good day for some good sports talk. I feel like I've talked to you guys all week. I was telling James, I was like, man, I've been on a lot of shows this week. And it's all thanks to you. You guys say, hey, Jeff, we want to hear more from you. The people that are important, listen, and then I get other opportunities. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. Oh, there was so much that happened throughout the week. So much since the last time we chopped it up for the folks that tune into this show. There was a Rick Pitino on KSR. There was the NBA draft that may or may not have seen nepotism take place like anybody's ever seen that ever happened in the history of life ever take place. There was Trenton Flowers not getting drafted. And I do want to get into that. And also a ton of camps and days and all kinds of stuff happening in the Kentuckiana area. And that's where I'm going to start. So if you guys don't know, I'm pretty sure I've told you guys this before, but I'm from West End Louisville. I played for the Fly J Rams. I grew up around Shawnee Park, Chickasaw Park, all that stuff. My mother still lives in that area now. Like, that is where I'm from. My dad's from the... He's either from the new old world, a new world, whatever part of AP, Algonquin Park. That is like me. That is that. If you want to know me, any factor about me, that is me. And so I'm talking about, like I said, my mom is from Village West. My dad's from the old world part of Algonquin Park. And yesterday, something really, really cool happened. Yesterday, Mayor Craig Greenberg was out at Algonquin Park. I didn't know if I'd ever see that happen. The mayor hanging out at AP. I didn't know that was a thing. Hey, honey, how do you get over here to Algonquin? Anyway, Mayor Greenberg, in his family, his wife, his two sons, they were over at Algonquin Park because it was officially dedicated as D'Angelo Russell Day. D'Angelo Russell, the Lakers guard, he just opted into his new contract, by the way, this morning. $18 million. Shout out to D'Lo. You know what I mean? Get that $18 million going. Anyway, D'Angelo Russell held his fourth or fifth camp. and he had a pro-am, his pro-am showcase that featured Jaren Jackson of the Memphis Grizzlies and a couple other NBA players. But anyway, after the camp wrapped up, the week-long camp, he went over because D'Angelo has donated $100,000 to AP, to Algonquin Park. They got the courts redid. He's got his logo on the courts and the D'Angelo Russell Foundation. All the money going to Algonquin Park to revamp the courts, the basketball courts. They had a 3-on-3 competition for $1,500. Some guys were out there. And the official D'Angelo Russell dedication day, and Mayor Craig Greenberg was there and was recognizing Antonio, which is D'Lo's brother, who's like the guy behind the scenes that kind of makes everything shake. So shout out to Tone and D'Angelo himself. And it was awesome. It was pretty awesome. Once again, I'm from West Louisville. My dad grew up in the Algonquin Park area. My mom's from Village West, but I am from the Shine. So anything that's happening in that part of town always warms my heart to see people that have made an impact in this world to go give back. And I just want to play, because I was there at the little dedication. And this, I want to play a clip that I recorded of D'Angelo Russell, Mayor Greenberg, and D'Lo just kind of, you know, giving some inspirational messages, or an inspirational message to anyone that is willing to listen about where he comes from and what it means for him to give back to his community.
Please. Wow, listen, thank you, your family, everybody that's a part of anything that's going on in the city and progressing, you as well, your team, everybody that's a part of it. For me, I can really just, this group right here, because I've been through thick, thin, everything you could think of, and for my family to be here, support me through everything that I've been through, and never look back, and you to move forward with everything we're doing and trying to elevate with whatever we touch. So I never tried to do nothing like this or expected anything like this. I just put my head down and I looked up, and this is what was in front of me. So for anybody out there listening and you think it's supposed to come to you and you're supposed to go chase things that's not meant for you, put your head down, put your hard hat on, and work, and you'll look up, and you'll be right here with the mayor. You'll be right here with your whole family, yeah, and you'll be celebrating stuff like this. So this is a pleasure. Thank y'all, for real.
And so that was really, really awesome to see that take place. That was awesome to really see that happen. And I had a busy day. So before I even went to that yesterday, I did, you know, the Diener Show, and then before I went to that, that was like the end of my night, going over, seeing that dedication of Algonquin Park, D'Angelo Russell. Shout out to D'Lo, man. That is amazing. He's got his new deal. He opted into his deal with the Lakers. It's cool. It's cool to see that stuff, man, because it's not every day you get to see someone from that part of town come back and have the means to do something like that. So that was awesome. And then earlier in the day, before I did that, I was over at New Albany, because this is the one thing about this area. We continue to put out great people, continue to put out great athletes, and just great people, because before they're athletes or professional athletes or whatever, these guys are really dope. And maybe the nicest professional athlete I maybe have ever met is Rondale Moore. So Rondale Moore held his third annual football camp yesterday at New Albany. I think he may have had the first or second one at Trinity, but now Rondale's originally from New Albany. Obviously, he played at Trinity, and he held his third annual camp at New Albany. There was former Louisville defensive end Stephen Heron, Chris Vaughn, who's works out a lot of the top local athletes, and Rondale spoke with me. But before I get to Rondale, I spoke with Stephen Heron. He talked about, you know, what it meant to give back to New Albany, what it means to him, what he thinks it may mean to Rondale. And this is former Louisville defensive end Stephen Heron kind of going in about, you know, helping out at the Rondale Moore camp to me.
So, Stephen, man, he's over here at the Rondale Moore camp. Just, yeah, you know, tell me how it was, man, and what was it like being over here in New Albany again?
Year three, I believe. Just another good year to bring all these kids out that we've been invested in for so long that, you know, their parents, older brothers, we played with them, you know, coaching, whatever it may have been, just seeing all these kids that have been around this community for so long that honestly seem like little brothers and little sisters to me and Rondell has been so amazing. And really just to see him come out, use his platform to be able to get back to this community that gave back to us for so long, and it's honestly been amazing. So just be able to see him come out, have fun with these kids, and them have fun with him, and understand that Rondell Moore is a name for the city of New Albany. And he's a guy who can blend in, who can be just like us because he came from us. So be able to have him at that next level and perform like that and the namesake of New Albany has been amazing.
Yeah, just for yourself, what's it like just to be able to continue to stay around football, be a part of something with the youth and give back in this kind of way?
Honestly, it's been amazing. I think that would never leave me. The idea of service, uplifting my community would never leave me. So to be able to come back to this community that made me who I am, gave me so much. One thing I always like to put out to everybody, kids, when I talk to them, even grown adults, is it takes a village. Don't get that confused. And sometimes it takes brothers, sisters, you know, what you call your brothers and sisters, you know, your friend from math class or science class you met 2 weeks ago, and now you guys are locked in for life. Whatever it is, you know, whoever those people are in your life, it takes a village. Continue to lean on those around you and let them lean on you, and stay in that precious present, and everybody's going to work it out together.
Steven, I swear, could run for mayor. Like, we need to get a political campaign. He's relocated to Atlanta, he told me. He's working for Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, he could definitely run for president.
I mean, he ain't going up there. I don't know what he's saying. You don't either. I don't even think he understands. Yeah, no, like Steven is so dope, man. He told me he's relocated to Atlanta. He works for Mercedes-Benz in their marketing department. As we know, Mercedes-Benz, like the Mercedes-Benz Stadium down in Atlanta. So shout out to Steven Heron, but he was able to make it back to New Albany, make it back to the Louisville area to help out his buddy Rondell Moore for his third annual camp. And then I got a chance to speak to Rondell about the camp, about what it meant for him to be back in New Albany, be back in this area after being traded. We talked about the trade, we talked about the camp, and we also talked about Coach Brom and playing for Coach Brom. So here is Rondell Moore.
So Rondell, man, it's another year, another camp. Just what was it like for you this year to have your camp?
Yeah, it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Get back, let the kids see me, get around me, and, you know, just give them hope. And hopefully, you know, I can touch people in a way that inspires them to be whatever they want to be in this world.
Having it here in New Albany, what was that like for you?
Yeah, this is kind of the group or crowd, you know, I want to interact with the most. It's where I come from. It's what I've saw. So I'm accustomed to what goes on around here, and it's not a huge town. There's not a lot of guys like myself that get a chance to, you know, go play professionally and come back and give back. So super special to me, something I don't take for granted. But it's super cool, like I said, come back, see family, friends, and familiar faces within the camp.
Absolutely. Had guys like Steven Heron and old coaches, old teammates helping out. What's all that like to have them come back and support you and something like this?
No, it's a blessing. And like I said, I've been, you know, super lucky to have friends and family and coaches like that through my upbringing that are able to come back and help and, you know, share their knowledge and, you know, let the kids know, like, these are the same people coaching you that coach me. So it's cool, again, to get around those guys and for them to come back and all the kids to just be able to see how everything works in a nutshell.
You know, moving on to Atlanta, what's that journey been like for you so far with the trade, and how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Another opportunity, something I don't take for granted or lightly. So it doesn't change for me on a day-to-day schedule. I think it's just, you know, continuing to work hard, staying humble and being who I am and going out there and trying to prove myself and, you know, play as long in this league as I can and, you know, eventually dominate.
Absolutely. Now, I got to ask you one Coach Brom question. We know you played for Coach Brom at Purdue. Just what's it like playing for Coach Brom and seeing him back here in this part of town, you know, coaching over here at the University of Louisville?
Yeah, it's cool, man. And I think for him, it's super exciting, obviously, playing ball here, being from here. He has a huge, you know, Louisville background, went to Trinity, and like I just said, he played here, so he has all the support, everyone's behind him. I think for me, playing for him, it was super cool, because he got a chance, I got a chance to go out there and just do everything. Got me a ball in a plethora of ways, and you know, I'm obviously here living out my dreams, and, you know, it's a huge thanks to him and, you know, some other people, but super excited for him, and hopefully he takes off and takes that program to another level.
And one last question, just year four for you in the league, just what can we expect from Rondell Moore in 2024?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing, man. I just got to stay consistent, stay healthy, and I think let the chips fall where they may, and I think for me, it's just, like I said, continue to stay healthy, going out there, doing my thing, and believing in myself and being who I am.
So that was cool, man. That it's been the summers in Louisville or in Kentuckiana have really grown as more and more professional athletes come from this area, as collegiate NIL has become a thing. It allows it allows the athlete, the high-level athletes, to put on things that just weren't always available, that just simply, quite frankly, didn't exist. Like last week, we had J.J. Weaver. Then you had Rajon Rondo. So J.J. Weaver's currently still in college. Like, he wouldn't have been able to do that 5 years ago. He wouldn't have been able to put on a camp or a bike giveaway and do those things. I know he's Kentucky, but that is real. That's awesome to see that. Like I said, you had Rajon Rondo. His camp's going on almost 20 years. I remember being at the very first Rajon Rondo camp at St. Stephen's Church at the Family Life Center like 15, 17 years ago, however long ago that was. Now you're seeing collegiate athletes, J.J. Weaver. Then this week you had D'Angelo Russell. You had Rondell Moore on Friday at New Albany. Next week you're going to have Devontae Parker at Ballard for a one-day camp. The week after, you're going to have Nate Hobbs and Jaden Minkins. So, like, those things are amazing. There's no excuse for any parent to not, if you have a child that wants to be instructed by high-level collegiate athletes, high-level professional athletes, or just want a chance to say, hey, I met Rondell Moore. I met D'Angelo Russell. I met J.J. Weaver or Nate Hobbs for the Las Vegas Raiders. All of these opportunities are there, and these type of things weren't always a thing here in this area. And so to have these opportunities, it's awesome, man. Like, it really warms my heart. I know I sound emotional, but it really does warm my heart to see these athletes really give back, to see these athletes really pour into this community that I care about a lot, and that they seem to care about a ton as well. So seeing a D'Angelo Russell Day at Algonquin freaking Park, man. Like, to see Rondell Moore going to New Albany High School. Like, he's a professional dude. He plays in the NFL. D'Angelo Russell just opted into $18 million. Like, that is inspirational. He gave $100,000 to a public park in Louisville to revamp it, to redo it, to make it better. And that's the first of what I understand of many. That's the first, but not the last park. He's going to do something similar for other parks across the city. It's awesome, man. It's the only thing that bothers me about all this stuff, Rondell Moore, Atlanta Falcons, D'Angelo Russell, Los Angeles Lakers, J.J. Weaver, University of Kentucky. None of these dudes went to Louisville. That's the only thing that hurts me, is the fact that all of these high-level athletes from this area, none of these dudes happen to go to U of L. But that's okay. You can't get them all. Can't get them all, because the thing about Rondell, and he said it in that last bit, is that part of the reason why he is where he is because of Coach Brom. Coach Brom helped him get to the level that he is at, playing professionally, now for the Atlanta Falcons, first being drafted in the second round by the Arizona Cardinals, now playing for the Atlanta Falcons. He was an All-American for Coach Brom. He broke out in a game against, number two in the country, Ohio State. Like, he is a dog. And it is awesome to see what he's able to do, to see what D'Angelo is able to do, and all of these other guys. And like I said, there's more opportunities. I think there's more opportunities now for the youth in the city of Louisville because of these not just professional athletes, but even collegiate athletes that want to give back to the community to help develop them now more than ever. Like, when I was growing up, I mean, I'm 28. I remember there was the Camp Rondo, and that was about it. When it comes to high major camps, like, I know Robbie Valentine has been done at camp for 40 years, and so there was that as well. But the big one was Camp Rondo. But now you've got Camp Rondo, you got Camp D'Lo, you've got Devontae Parker, Nate Hobbs, and Jaden Minkins. Which Jaden Minkins' camp is my favorite, because it's completely free. They don't turn anybody down, and they give you all the free food and drinks and all the stuff that you can, that all kids can eat and drink all day. And I've sent my nephews to that camp for the first 2 years of its existence. Shout out to Jaden Minkins now, even though he plays for Cincinnati. It's the best one that I've been to. It's awesome. But these other ones are amazing as well. And there's no excuse for anybody in the city of Louisville that wants something to do to not be able to expose their youth, expose their children to some of the awesome things that is taking place in this community. So I just wanted to give some time to shed light on that, because that's what I spent all day doing, driving all across this area, from shows to camps to dedications to parks and all kinds of stuff. Because the thing about these things is that they're memories that you will never forget, for a lifetime. Like, I remember going to Camp Rondo as a youth. Rondo was there every day. Coach Bibby was running it, and they had jersey giveaways. They had all kinds of stuff. Rondo's blocking shots, playing with the kids now. He's like a veteran and retired and has his own children and stuff now. Back then, he's like in his 20s, like early 20s. So it was a little different. But it's awesome to see he's still being able to give back and help out this community, the city of Louisville, the city that he cares about, the city that I care about a ton. So I definitely wanted to shed some light on that at the start of today's show, because we do have, you know, because that's the sweet stuff. That is all the awesome stuff. That is the stuff that really matters and really gets us going here, because we're heading into like a dry period of sports, but it's like camp season. It's all really that's happening. But sometimes, you know, the stories, like, people just give you stories. And that is what took place this week with Rick Pitino on KSR. Now, I've talked about Rick Pitino on KSR on these here airwaves all week for the last couple of days, but I'm not done. I am not done. So if you haven't heard, if you live under a rock like Patrick Starr, Rick Pitino, he is friends, ironically, with some Barstool guys they have a show called Pardon My Take. Pardon My Take is a Barstool show, and the Pardon My Take guys took over KSR. Matt Jones, I think he's on a world tour, and he's letting people host his show while he's gone, and he allowed the Pardon My Take guys to take over an episode, I think it was Thursday? I think they took over an episode during the 10 to 12 time slot on Thursday. And Rick Pitino was on there. Rick has joined their podcast before, the Pardon My Take podcast, in the past. And so they had Rick call in. And just to give you the nuts and bolts of what took place is that on the Pardon My Take podcast, Rick, he basically professed his love for the University of Kentucky. Rick essentially just told us all about how he misses it. Essentially, this is how I took it. This is not the transcript. This is how I took it. How he misses it, how he understands why they were so upset, that he essentially, he said this before, he should have never left. And he kind of, I mean, let's be honest, he kind of spit in the face of Louisville fans. It was something that I did not expect. It was something that caught me by surprise. It is something that Mark Ennis on Wednesday tried to warn me. He said, I think we have this love and affinity for Rick that most of us don't.
All right, Jeff, Coach Scotty Davenport just called in, good friend of the station, wanted to let us know Bellarmine has camps and they do just under 1,100.
Okay. Hey, shout out to Coach Scotty Davenport.
Shout out to Coach Davenport.
Hey, shout out to Coach Davenport. Hey, Bellarmine camp united, the Bellarmine alumni team. It's going to be awesome. And that's also what got announced this week. We're going to get into that later into the show. The Bellarmine team will take on the University of Louisville alumni team. So shout out to the coach for listening in, man. I didn't mean to discredit Bellarmine's team. 1,100 people at the camp. Awesome. That's awesome. Hey, coach, let me know some about the camp. I need to make sure I pub it next time. I didn't know anything about it. So shout out to Coach Scotty Davenport for tapping in with us. But Coach Pitino was on KSR, kind of professing his love to Louisville. And so I'm kind of conflicted. I'm kind of conflicted as I'm reading UPS Jobs text line 38 31 93 9. There's another local camp, Holy Cross High School class of 2018. I tuned it to him. Eat the drink. Okay, yeah. So yeah, there is a local camp. Obviously, we have Coach Lieberman, who's now leading Holy Cross. His basketball camp will be taking place this summer as well. And I'm going to get into more of that as well. I just wanted to highlight some of the things I went to this weekend that were going to come up. So if you have any more camps, or let me know, please. We will give them a shout out. I want to give them the proper love, because I see our community continuing to grow as we continue to have great people, great coaches, not just professional athletes, but great people, great coaches like Coach Scotty Davenport, Coach Mark Lieberman, other people that are making waves. And so thank you guys for sending me all the camp info and all that stuff. We'll definitely be sure to put that out there. And you can tweet at me at JLighty7, at JLIGHTSY, and the number 7, and I will be sure to repost, retweet, and shout out your camp if you're having it, because that's always awesome. So, actually, we're going to take a break because I do want to get into Rick Pitino. And it's going to take way too long. So, we're going to take a break right here. And we'll get into Coach Rick Pitino on KSR, the TBT announcement as far as the United team versus Louisville. Louisville rosters is out. And what can we expect for the TBT this week? You're listening to the Victory Formation Sports Show right here on 93.9 The Ville. Are you looking to upgrade any area of your home or business? Well, don't worry. I have the perfect answer for you, and that is Ebbs & Low Renovations. Decks, bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, and basement finishings are some of the many offerings made by this great company. The team recently built a new deck for none other than Drew Diener at his home. Give owner Steve Ebbs a call at 502-471-9700 for any commercial or residential jobs. And talk to Steve Ebbs of Ebbs & Low Renovations.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
This is Steve Ebbs of Ebbs & Low Renovations, and you're listening to 93.9 The Ville.
You're listening to the Victory Formation Sports Show right here on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's your host, Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back into the Victory Formation Sports Show right here on 93.9 The Ville. I am Jeff Lightsey. 3831-939 is the text line. 3831-939 is the text line as I see some of your texts. And I misread the text earlier. The text from was talking about Ethan Driscoll. Class of 2028, Holy Cross is a professional athlete. He plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. I didn't know that. So shout out to Ethan Driscoll. Tap me in with Ethan Driscoll. You know him. Tell him we love local products. If he was class of 2018 at Holy Cross and now plays in the NFL, hey, he can come join us. You know, he can come join us on this show at any moment. And now before the break, we were talking about Rick Pitino, and I see some of your texts that are coming in. He said they also had Jack Golke in. One texter said they had Jack Golke on. Another texter says, I really think Rick was a plant. There were too many good teams to not beat the Cats. And see, and that's the thing. So this is why the Rick Pitino on KSR thing is so disheartening. Because now you allow things like this to be said. And I can't be mad at this texter. Because you know what? He's not the only person that feels this way. So as I was setting up what was taking place on KSR, essentially what it felt like as a Louisville fan, as a Louisville supporter, and as a person, once again, I'm 28, and for 17 years, Rick Pitino was the only coach I ever knew. I was born in 95, and so therefore, Denny Crum, you know, retired in 2000. And by the time I really recognized what was going on the basketball court, the only coach I ever knew was Rick Pitino. It was. A lot of my core childhood memories cheering for the University of Louisville men's basketball team was watching Slick Rick and the Cards get busy on a lot of teams. Like, really throw down on a lot of teams. And so, therefore, in 2024, never, ever, ever in my life did I think Rick Pitino would go on KS freaking R and kind of profess his love for the University of Kentucky. Not really acknowledge Louisville fans, our feelings, how we feel, any of that. None of that. Not as players, none of that. Now, I get it. Mark Pope is now the head coach of the University of Kentucky. I get it. Mark Pope was your captain on, what, the 96 championship team. I get it. You want to support your former player, as you should. I'm not knocking that. But to go up there and profess your love for the University of Kentucky, to go up there and talk about all the great things, and to go up there and say, whether you're lying or not, that you donated funds to Mark Stoops in Kentucky football NIL,
to say that you donated funds to Mark Stoops at Kentucky Football and their NIL, and then the same day, later that day, a kid who commits to Kentucky, they put his commitment out after you said you gave money to their football team. I think the kid commits, is their highest rated commit, and in the picture that they tweet out for his commitment, he's throwing L's down. Now, once again, all of that could just be coincidence. All of it. It just don't sit right in my soul. I'm going to be honest. Call me whatever you want to call. It doesn't sit right in my soul. And what is coming about, what kind of you feel from it, what it did do, though, what the positives that we could take from the Rick Pitino appearance on KSR is now we can finally take a deep breath in, exhale, and let go. Let go of Rick Pitino and get 100% behind Coach Pat Kelsey. Get 100,000% behind Coach Pat Kelsey, because I do think there were still people. I do think there were still fans. I do think there were still natives that wanted, for some odd reason, had this pipe dream that Rick Pitino would come back and lead this Louisville basketball team out of despair. I do think there's people that still thought that, that one day, at some point, that Rick Pitino would come back and all sins would be forgiven and be the leader of the University of Louisville men's basketball team. I do think there were people out there that would think that. You know why I think it? Because I've heard it before. I've heard it. And what this appearance on KSR did is let those dreams die. Because what it kind of put in your face is that maybe, I'm not saying it's the truth, but maybe, just maybe, Rick Pitino never loved you the same way that you loved him. Maybe, just maybe, Rick Pitino never felt about you the way that you feel about him. Because if he did, if he really loved you the way that you love him and the way that you currently love him, he would have never did that. He would have never went on KSR and said the things that he said. Because we're talking about KSR, the same KSR that did live streaming from the FBI trials, the same KSR that gave Katina freaking Powell an entire hour on their programs, the same KSR that would make 15-second jokes, the same KSR that did any and everything and trashed and bashed not just the program, because they're supposed to do that. It's a rivalry. They're supposed to bash Louisville. But the same KSR that trashed and bashed Pitino himself. Now, granted, it was the part of my take, guys. So it wasn't Matt Jones, but it was his network. It was KSR. It was them. And so if you really felt about Louisville the way that Louisville feels about you, you would have never did that. You would have never gone on there and said the things that you said. Let me read some of your texts. 3831-939 is the text line. 3831-939 is the text line. Texter, didn't mean to throw you off. Just wanted to throw in some more local talent. Played at Marshall, signed as an undrafted free agent. He's talking about Ethan Driscoll, by the way. Played at Marshall, signed as an undrafted free agent with the Chiefs. Great kid, great family. Coached him in basketball and football in grade school. It's going to be at my son's wedding. Hey, hit me up on Twitter. If we can get Ethan Driscoll on here, get him some drops, do all kinds of stuff. I'd love to have Ethan Driscoll on if he's got some time to stop by the 93.9 Studios. He plays in the NFL. He's from Louisville. The intro to my show says talking all things Louisville. It's not just U of L, all things Louisville, because I am a Louisville native and I love the city of Louisville. It says, Texter, they also had Jack Golke on the show and really pissed them off. I bet he did. It's funny. Like, I mean, Jack Golke, he deserved to be on there. Shout out to the Part of My Take guys for having Jack Golke on. Texter, the sad thing about Rick and his suck up to the UK fans is that those UK fans absolutely hate his guts. I don't know about that. U of L fans still loved him and he's dumping on us. I don't know. I don't think they hate him anymore. I honestly don't. I think they love Rick Pitino again. He doesn't coach at Louisville. He seems to have a bone to pick with Louisville. And he's willing to suck up to them and donate to their football team NIL. I don't think they hate him anymore. I think all is forgiven. Because here's the thing about Rick Pitino and UK. He left UK to go to the NBA, but he didn't. It's not like he, it wasn't linear. He didn't leave UK to go to Louisville. He left UK to go to the pros. He didn't work in the pros. Kentucky had a coach already. And Tom Jurich made it his mission to hire Rick Pitino. He told the papers, it's big bold in the Courier, I want Rick Pitino. And it pissed a lot of Denny Crum people off. It pissed a lot of fans of U of L off. But it worked out. For 17 years, it worked. Even through all the BS. And see, this is what hurts the most. This is what sucks. Rick Pitino, before he finally got fired, first of all, everything that happened under Rick Pitino happened because of him. Let me repeat that. Everything that happened under Rick Pitino happened because of him. Because he is known as the ultimate, and most high-level college coaches are. But he, even more so than most of them, was known as the ultimate micromanager. He knew about every single detail of every single person, not just on his team, but on his staff, on his support staff, in the building. Anybody that was going to do anything with the basketball program, Rick Pitino knew your damn body fat. He had Lieberman in there on them treadmills. He knew about his coach's body fat. So you mean to tell me you didn't know one of your coaches had strippers in the damn dorm? You mean to tell me you didn't know one of your coaches was paying Brian Bowen to come here? You mean to tell me you didn't think it was appropriate to last for 15 seconds in Porcini's? And I ain't talking about eating a damn lasagna. So he knew everything else. But he didn't know, you know, cheating on his wife was inappropriate. He didn't know that Brian Bowen was getting paid $500,000 to come here out of nowhere. And he didn't know Andre McGee had people that work on poles inside the dorms. Like, come on, bro. Like, that's under you. That's your fault. Like, let's be honest. If we're going to give you all the credit for everybody, all the funny stories, the treadmill drills and kicking folks out of practice and talking like God from the clouds because nobody can see you. We're going to give you credit for all of those things. You have to take the damn blame for the banner being down. You have to take the blame for the sanctions. You have to take the blame for the fact that we've been in hell for 7 years. Louisville has not been right. Because of the way you left it. So your anger, your animosity, your all of this stuff that you have towards the University of Louisville all happened because of you. You hired Andre McGee, not me. You allowed a coach, or it, under your watch did a coach, because either you get blamed for knowing it happened and allowing it to happen and allowing it to happen sloppily, or you get blamed for not knowing, but you know everything else. You can't have it both ways. You can't know everything and not nothing at the same time. That's not how it works. And so to have all this anger and animosity and bitterness towards Louisville, especially when you got Tom Jurich fired. Let's be honest. I mean, we gonna be honest today. You got Tom Jurich fired. All of that stuff happened under your watch. Like you're bitter, and then on top of that, now we can blame Bevin and the new board and all that. Yeah, we got smoke for them too, but they up out of here. But that's the thing. Everybody that worked with Rick, and hell, the people that worked after Rick, all of them gone. Ty Ray, Bendapudi, all of them is gone. Mac, Dino Gaudio, Kenny, all of them are gone. And there's still smoke for Louisville? How? I don't get it. That doesn't make sense to me. Let me read some more of your text. You guys are coming in here. Texter, a narcissist will never love you as much as he loves himself. 100%. 100% accurate. Texter, Pitino always loved one person. Pitino. And that is 100% true. And Mark Ennis brought this up to me yesterday. We was on the show. Shout out to Mark, man. I was on the drive all week. Somehow he was able to deal with me all week. Regardless, Mark brought this up because I think he said Rachel, I don't know who Rachel is, but shout out to Rachel, brought it up to him. And this actually out of everything makes the most sense out of all of this. Pitino saw an opening here. As we know, John Calipari left Kentucky and went to Arkansas. there's some vitriol that happened with that. Because the thing about UK, like, you don't quit them. They quit you. I mean, if you're going to quit them, you're going to quit them for the league. You don't quit them for Arkansas. Yeah. I don't quit Kentucky for Arkansas. So to hell with you if you're going to quit us for Arkansas. All because you not making the tournament or you're not advancing far in the tournament. You had two top 10 picks that you wouldn't allow to start. You had the first American-born player in the draft at number 3. You didn't let him start. And he's from Kentucky. They really don't mess with Cal out of there. They don't give a damn about all them NBA guys, all them NBA contracts. Man, he had a kid from Kentucky that went number 3 in the draft and he wouldn't start him. I mean, I ain't gonna blame, I'll be mad too. I ain't even gonna be blame you. Cause when you put it like that, this kid is from what, Laurel County. His mom and pops, if you ain't heard, his mom and pops played at Kentucky. He's a legacy. And he to the NBA. He was the best college basketball player in the country. That's to the NBA. Because the only two dudes that went ahead of him played in France. Now, they might not be no good, but they did play in France. So the best college basketball player was a kid from Kentucky who shot 52% from 3, 54% from the field, and you wouldn't allow him to start because you didn't want to hurt DJ Wagner's feelings. I ain't mad at them for being mad at you. But anyway, they's like, see ya. They chucked up the Tyreek Hill deuces to you. And what Rachel told Mark and what Mark told me was that, and we laid this out on his show yesterday, if you listen, he said, because you guys keep pointing out, Patino is a narcissist. Patino loves to be loved. He might not love you, but he loves to be loved. And the opportunity to get back in the good graces and what I would call the biggest fan base in college basketball, he couldn't pass it up. He couldn't pass it up. Because the thing is, I don't even think, and this doesn't make it any better on our part, being Louisville, but the thing, him and Cal have this personal beef. We know this. We saw it play out for 17 years. Like, him and Cal have this personal beef dating all the way back years and years and years because Patino thought Cal wanted to be him. And then Cal kind of was a better version of Rick. He was a better, slicker, cooler version of Rick. And so he could never beat him on the court. So it was like, damn it, I can't beat him playing basketball. What we do, what we get paid to do is coach basketball. I cannot beat him at that anymore. I used to when he was at Memphis and I was at Louisville, I was kicking his tail and it didn't matter. But when he got to Kentucky, I couldn't beat him no more. 16 tries, 13 losses. I think Patino was there for 13 of the games. So 13 tries, 11 losses or whatever the hell it was. It was a lot of losses. I can tell you that. It was a whole lot of losses. It was a DeMarcus Cousins elbow in the face of Swampshire. It was folks running up and down on us. It was a whole lot of losses. And so it's like, man, I couldn't beat him playing basketball. What we do, what we get paid to do. Ah, but what I can beat him in is getting back in the good graces of Kentucky. Yeah, John or Cal put all these NBA guys. Yeah, if you cut on an NBA game, just a random NBA game on a random day in January, you're going to see 20 NBA dudes, Kentucky dudes that wear Kentucky blue or whatever. Yeah, you're going to see all of that. But see, Cal, he left you for Arkansas. Me, Rick, it was the biggest mistake of my life, leaving you guys. We would have won 3 national championships in a row if I didn't leave you guys. My player is now leading you guys. He's the anti-Cal. Rick always made Kentucky feel like the underdog, even though they were the heaviest favorite ever. Think about it. 3 years in a row, Kentucky won it in 96, lost the championship in 97, maybe win it if Derek Anderson doesn't get hurt. I think Anderson was hurt. And then won it again in 98. They were never the underdog. Like, they were always the big dog. This is Kentucky. They have the largest, if not them, Duke. But they have the largest fan base in college basketball. They have the most wins in college basketball. UK2K was a thing I still can't get out of my head to this day. It happened over a decade ago. Regardless, Rick is playing into the hearts of Kentucky fans because they are the largest fan base in the country. And to get them back in his good graces gives him a feather in the cap over who? Over John Calipari. I don't give a damn if I'm spitting in the face of Louisville. To hell with Louisville. They fired me. they fired me. Whether we won, like, yeah, Louisville fired Rick Pitino. And Rick Pitino don't get fired. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to kick dirt on them while smooching up to UK because Cal is exiled from UK. He did a lot more. Think about it. Cal did a whole lot more at Kentucky than Rick. Whether it's NBA, he won a championship, he went to multiple Final Fours, but he left UK for Arkansas. And so Rick is like, this is my opportunity to get back in the good graces of the largest fan base in the country when it comes to college basketball, get a feather in the cap over John Calipari, and once again, boost my own ego, even if it's to denigrate and downplay or whatever, the University of Louisville. This is just the truth. This is how I feel. And it's like when Mark brought that to my attention, it doesn't make it any better. The fact that it's more about his beef with Cal than his dislike for us doesn't make it any better because all of it's wrong to me. But it's what happened. It's what looks like it happened. Shout out to the texter. Says, preach. I appreciate it, man. Texter, Mark Pope is now on the hot seat because of Rick. Now, this is also an interesting diet. This is also very, very interesting. How old is Rick Pitino? Let me look up Rick's age really quick. Rick Pitino. Pitino. Age. How old is Rick? Rick is 71 years old. He's an old man. he's too old to be acting like this, but he's an old man. So let's say in over the next 3 years, because Pope is a Kentucky guy, he's an alum. They're going to give him 3 years. They're going to give him 3 years. I think guaranteed 3 years. Unless he pulls a Kenny Payne, which nobody in the history of college basketball has ever pulled a Kenny Payne at a place like Louisville or at a place like Kentucky. But nonetheless, unless he pulls a Kenny Payne, because even Kenny Payne at the 4-28 got a second year. And then he just followed it up with 8-24. But regardless, unless he pulls a Kenny Payne, Mark Pope's going to get 3 years. But if in 3 years, he's just all right. I ain't going to say he's bad. I'm going to just say he's all right. And Cal's killing it. And they've lost 3 years in a row to Cal. And he's not going to get as many one and dones as Kentucky said. Kentucky, he gets five every year. He'll still get two or three. He'll still get two or three elite NBA players every single year. If he's killing it down there at Arkansas, and Rick has figured it out up there at St. John's and has made a couple Sweet 16s or mess around and made a Final Four, you better believe Kentucky fans will start calling for Rick Pitino to be their next head coach. And guess what? He'd do it. He would leave New York to go be the head basketball coach at Kentucky at 75 years old, 74 years old. So, yeah, Mark Pope, I know that's your coach. I know that's your mans. I know y'all cool. I know it's all lovey-dovey. It's a love affair. We got Coach P back. We're going to do a home-and-home against St. John's and yada yada, whoop-de-woo, 96, blah-zay-blah. Blah. You know what I mean? I know we're doing all of that right now. But you better go out there and win some games. Because old Ricky P, he can make some things shake. And he could definitely... It would not surprise me, not in the late least. Because here's the thing about Pope. The reason why Pope's situation is different than someone like Pat Kelsey is that Pope's replacing a Hall of Famer. Kelsey's replacing the worst coach in the history of basketball. Pope's replacing a Hall of Famer in John Cal, who's still in your conference. Kelsey's replacing the worst head coach in the history of Power 5 college basketball. And so Pope, his standard is not the same as Kelsey. Now, Kelsey is eventually going to have to, there's a standard that we live by. But year one, we're going to have time and grace. Ain't no such thing as time and grace when you coming off top 10 picks. When you coming off, what was that? What was Kentucky, a three seed? There's a three seed in the tournament. Like Pope can't go in there and shuck and jolly and be an eight seed and mess around and lose in the first round. Because now, not only are you not getting the NBA draft picks, which is cool, you're willing to sacrifice the draft picks for March success, but if there's no March success, what the hell do we hire you for? Especially when my man's up north, meaning Rick Pitino, is in love with us again. He's in love with us again. A Hall of Famer up north is back in our good graces. You telling me we could possibly have him? The thought of Rick Pitino possibly coming back this offseason before Mark Pope was hired. Gave certain people a part of the – gave them wet dreams. It gave them wet dreams, the thought that they could have Rick Pitino in 2024. So Mark Pope, I'm just saying, he may be smiling in your face and looking all great, but don't turn your back for 1 second. Texter, Rick's age does not matter. Look at our presidents.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Texter, Rick's planting a seed to be the coach at UK again. I'm saying, man, I mean, that is not a crazy idea. That is not a crazy theory. I'm just saying, it is something. It's just something to think about. Because if you're Mark Pope, it's nice to be all lovey-dovey with your former coach, thinking that he's just that, your former coach. But now your former coach still coaching. And now the UK fan base is loving him once again. Best of luck. Nah, disrespectfully, I hope you all get what you deserve. That's all I have to say. When you hear the sweet sounds of Larry June, that is means it is time for me to get out of here. Thank you, thank you, thank you all, as always, for tuning in to the Victory Formation Sports Show. My name is Jeff Lightsey Jr. That is James Black. Don't forget, you can follow me on all social media platforms at JLightsey7. That is at JLIGHTSY and the number 7. We're very active on Twitter. And you can find us anywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys for tuning in, as always. And we will see you next time. Peace.